said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? People, get ready. Uh-huh, yeah. Gather round on the radio now. Today FM Morning Crew.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up with Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Certainly is. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hump day, or as we call it.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, bleeding hands, Hughes.
Disgusting. Have a look at that. Oh, have a look at that. I'm bleeding out here in isolation.
You need to eat some meat.
People don't know. I'm in 2 weeks isolation away from the gang, and I'm bleeding out. I just injured myself. Do I need an ambulance or not?
So they
won't
come.
Come.
Yeah, they won't come and get you.
I just don't think that also Aaron should be sneezing.
Probably rather be sneezing than have half my hand
locked off.
Seriously, can you go, mate? Seriously, just go, grab a tissue or something because...
That's gross.
I know most of the tissue's being used, but could you just grab it?
Actually, to be honest, and this is no word of lie, there's no tissues in my
room. Okay, that's disgusting the way that drop is going down your finger now. It's actually really disgusting. Are you okay, though?
My wife's tattoo, you know? So, look, I'm going to be okay.
What happened though?
I tried to move. I tried to put a poof on top of a table. So, as I was holding and moving the poof, I hit the wall behind me, and so it's clipped. So I'm looking for a better camera angle, guys, because I've been watching the videos that our man Bryce has been putting on the Instagram, and I look disgusting.
No, you don't.
I'm just joking. You actually don't. You actually – but mind you, it's not like you're not a model, so why do you care about what you look like?
Yeah, I know, but some people want a visual as well as an audio medium, you know what I mean? It's just – I mean, I've got people, I've got a fan base, and they're just...
I know who you're talking about now.
I need Band-Aids, so I'll ring reception, that's all right. Now, guys, this is huge. What a show we've got. Mm. We've got so many guests.
Mm.
Can we name some of them?
Mm. Of course we can. What about Mark Beretta coming on from Channel 7 to talk about his Beretta Bankers? He has single-handedly jinxed about 45 Australian medal chances. What's he going to do today? Who's he got next?
Are you walking away from him?
I was about to say, this is strange.
Yeah, Ed invented Beretta's Bankers. And now, your invention, your creation, you're like Frankenstein, who created the monster, and look what the monster's done. It's destroyed the hopes and dreams of a nation.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention some pretty incredible individuals now who'll never recover.
I mean, Jessica Fox was going to, they were lining up the sponsors to, you know, Uncle Toby's, all the other ones. Now they've just absolutely deleted her number from their phones.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's awful.
I know, but that's what happens.
I know.
You know that.
I know. Fox Transport, they don't want to know about it now.
No one wants a bronze medal on their...
Don't do that. That's terrible. God.
I really feel sorry for her. And look, it's an incredible achievement.
That was the worst moment of my life watching that race. It was her dad was commentating.
I know.
Her actual father.
I know.
Wait, it was the worst moment of your life.
Yes.
Have you not lost a loved one?
Yes, I have.
This was
nothing comes close to watching that race last night.
Do you know what people are going to say to her to console her? Like, you know, you brought so much joy to a nation watching you win that bronze medal, and then someone's going to say, oh, no, not Husey, listen to this.
No one would do that.
They might.
I say this in full knowledge that the people will not hear it. You know,
so. Always good for a radio show.
All right, what are we doing? Are we coming back? Who are we going back with?
Oh, we've got Kaylee McEwen's mum as well after she dropped the F-bomb after winning gold. So we're pumped about that.
But there's people in an apartment building, Bankstown, who ain't allowed to leave. We're going to catch up with someone who's inside that apartment building next.
Yeah, it's just there's a lot going on, isn't there?
Yeah.
Another month of lockdown, they reckon, too.
Yeah, they not more than just reckon. They actually said it. It's like war.
Yeah.
Today FM. Now, some people are in isolation in Sydney and they cannot leave the house. It's just not me, is it? It's like there's whole apartment buildings being shut down.
Mm. Well, this is the story on the news.
Devitt Street, Blacktown, a 50-unit apartment block, now part prison, part hospital. Every resident in lockdown for 2 weeks under police guard.
Imagine that.
Mm. Well, we don't have to imagine it because we're going to speak to Michelle, who lives in that apartment block. She's there now. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're fine, but everyone's going through their own struggles at the moment, as we know, trying to keep a happy attitude. But yeah, how did you end up getting locked down in this apartment building?
Poor choice of residency, I guess. it all happened so quickly. From Monday afternoon, I got the call that there was a positive case and to stay inside. And then 24 hours later, there was a horde of police outside, marquees being built. It's escalated so quickly.
You're a mum of 9-year-old twins, I think they are. Where were they when you got the call and where are they now?
They were at school when I got the call, and I obviously wasn't able to leave to go pick them up. So their father had to go pick them up, and they're isolating at his house at the moment. Yeah.
So they can't come home, or if they come home, then they can't leave. Is that the issue?
Yeah, I'm a bit unclear on that, but I think it's safer that they isolate over there because they're also immunocompromised. So I don't want them in this sort of environment.
Absolutely.
They don't have to be,
yeah. And that is the worry, isn't it? I imagine for people who are stuck in an apartment complex like this that obviously there are a number of cases in the apartment building, but are you worried that just by having a stay there that it could get through air conditioning or something, or are you completely separate sort of thing?
Well, we're lucky and unlucky that we don't have air conditioning in this block, so we don't have to worry about that.
Right.
But apparently, it's protocol for them to remove positive cases from a residential apartment block. So I was worried about that. I only found that out because one of my friends works at a hospital that in the ICU unit where all the COVID cases are. So she told me that. Otherwise, I would have been going through the entire 14 days thinking that there's still positive cases, floating around in the air.
Do you have a balcony or anything that you, or are you stuck inside?
I do. I have a balcony, and I'm really lucky because I'm right at the front of the building, so I can see everything going on. That's how I've been lucky enough to be able to speak to the media. They've been snapping me in my beautiful attire and my dressing gown.
Do you get a sense of what Natalie Portman's going through in Sydney?
Definitely. it's so surreal, but it's definitely keeping me busy being able to go on my balcony. But it does suck that I can't go for a walk. That's what had been keeping me sane with the other level of lockdown we've been in. I could go and exercise, but I can't do that now. So.
Yeah, what about food? I mean, are you, because you're not able to go to the supermarket, obviously. How are they looking after you with food? Are you getting any sort of help there?
It hasn't been made completely clear. I have been asked twice, one by Evolve Housing, the people that own the building, if I need food, which I don't, so I said no. But they did say that they'll probably have some sort of drop-off point where people can drop things off, and then they'll have to figure out a runner to run them up. But they need to figure out the logistics of who's going to man it for how long, things like that. So it's not been made completely clear how we were going to get food
Is there any chance of getting delivery drivers? Can they drop food off? Because we've got an offer. We've got something for you, don't we, Ed and Aaron? What do we got?
Yeah, absolutely right. We got a $100 Deliveroo voucher, but I just don't want the people out the front to steal it. I want you to actually get it.
I can just eye it off and make sure that gets to me.
How high is your balcony?
Yeah.
How high is the balcony?
I'm, I'm on the fourth floor, which is the top floor, so it's quite high. I do have, like, quite a good view.
So could we lop it up, potentially?
Yeah, that's a fair throw.
Drone it up.
I'm not sure the state it would be in when it comes up.
We need Tom Brady to deliver it, don't we?
Yeah, well, we'll make sure you get that, and I'm sure that the great police and the people there who are just doing their jobs, of course, will try and help you us get that to you. We're thinking of you. That must be really tough.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. But, you know, 13 days to go. So
good attitude.
Today FM morning crew catch up. The Olympics currently going on in Tokyo.
It's a roller coaster of emotions. And the emotions, some of the emotions yesterday weren't great. And I'm putting the blame fairly and squarely at one Ed Cavalier's feet.
Me?
Because what you did and what you made Mark Beretta do a couple of days ago has led to disaster, mate.
It's what they like to call a career killer, Husey, in the sports industry. I don't know how Beretts will recover from this, to be honest.
Well, I'm not blaming Beretts, Aaron.
He's a big boy. He could have said no.
No, but he got carried away with Ed Cavalier's vision. And he was following orders, I believe.
My positivity.
Right. You got lucky once with Titmus, right? And you thought you had carried on and you rolled the dice again and you made Brett's roll the dice again. This is what he said yesterday on this show.
I'll give you two guarantees, right? Sally Fitzsimmons,
yes.
Surfing gold medal guarantee.
It's Gibbons. Oh, yep.
It's Gibbons, yep.
Do you want another one?
Yeah, you should give us two, mate.
What about Jessica Fox in the canoeing? Is she going to win from Penrith? Is she going to do it?
That's the other one. Absolutely, she is. That's guaranteed.
Wait, did you listen to that, Husey, before you organised that absolutely screw Mark? Right. Because you're the one who suggested her.
No,
poor Mark Beretta. G'day, Beretts. I'm sorry to see what Husey did to you there. I'm sorry, Beretts. I'm sorry about him.
No, I'll just be clear on this. There are no guarantees in sport. I can firmly say that now. There are definitely no guarantees.
Let's go through it, Beretts. Let's go through. Yesterday, we got a bit of audio here from the great Channel 7's coverage. This is our best friend, Sally Fitzgibbons, who does listen to this radio show to fire herself up. This is her in the quarterfinals in the surfing. Have a bit of a listen.
Girl. For Fitzgibbons, 11-6-7. So Sally Fitzgibbons eliminated. Suzuki moving on to the semifinals.
Did you feel any guilt there, Brett?
Total guilt. I carry the blame for Sally Fitzgibbons' failure to get the gold medal yesterday. And I'll have to take it up to Sol personally over many, many years now. But gee, I'll tell you what. You can't blame the optimists, Ed, can you? We're the dreamers. We're the believers.
Thank you, Beretts. Thank you, Beretts.
It is many things, but an optimist and a dreamer and a believer, I'd say, to be very far down the list.
But can I say, Sally, who said her heart was broken to 1,000 pieces, we will speak to her on this show a little bit later on, but Jessica Fox, who was the red-hot favourite to win, all eyes were on her. Her actual father was commentating on Channel 7 last night, which was just so nerve-wracking to know that her dad was actually watching and trying to commentate. And this is the final moment. All she had to do was not touch one of these poles in the last couple of seconds. Let's have a listen to it.
Move to the right and then cut the line back in for a high upstream.
Here we go. Boat nice and high. Loses another bit of time. Big trouble. Another touch. Has to get really quick here. 105.5 is the time to beat. Coming down to the line. Has she done it? 105.106. She's in third.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Can I just clarify on that? She had the fastest time in the final. She had the fastest time. She lost it on penalties, but she had the fastest time. And for Ed and I, that's a gold medal.
Thank you, Beretts. Thank you, Beretts.
I believe if Ed Cavalier hadn't have come up with this idea of Beretts bankers and Beretts hadn't have gone along with it and I hadn't have got involved as well and Aaron hadn't have put a stop to it.
I'm the only innocent party here. I never endorsed it on air.
No, but if you watch something bad happen without getting involved, you're part of the problem.
Yeah, but Husey, I'm a female on this team, and we all know what you do to women who disagree with you on air. I would have been so far gone.
All right, so we're not. Are we giving up, Aaron? Are we giving up Brett's bankers? And what have we got in its place?
We've got
more bankers.
On,
No.
Brett's Bombers.
No. Brett's Bungles. All right. What have we got? Who?
No, we're not giving up.
Yeah.
Who we got?
I'm taking Jess Fox to bounce back today in the canoe.
I think so am I.
That'll do her a good little thing. She's fastest down.
Yeah.
She's trying to get all the gates. She is guaranteed.
There we go, Brett.
Oh, God. See, I love Jess as well. So this, God.
Titmus. Titmus in the 200. Titmus.
You go all in. You go 100%. Yep. We don't back off. We push it all the way.
Good on you, Barrettes. In the bank, baby.
You're not meant to chase your losses, I thought.
All right, Tokyo 2020 live and free on 7 and 7 Plus, the only place to see it all. Thanks, Barrettes.
It's huge.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. But today I found
Morning Crew. Lockdown at the moment. There's a lot of things people are doing that they might not usually do.
That's exactly
it's driving
right.
people insane. Mm. It is. There's no doubt about it.
And what some people have the double whammy of having had surgery, so not having use of their own hand, i.e. your wife, Tiff, tiffxo.com. Is there an AU or just .com?
I don't know.
Yeah, try both.
I think it's tiffxo.com. With 4 weeks in lockdown, an extra 4 weeks in lockdown, she'll get you fit. Absolutely. And firing in that 4 weeks. You'll come out better than you went in.
Tell you what she won't get, and that's any love from her husband. So I was watching Instagram stories, and I suddenly see Tiff on there, and Ed's not big on Instagram, we all know this, but he was there behind her touching her hair, was doing her hair because she's only got one hand. So this
demanded,
first of all
though.
Was...
No, she walked in and she said, can you brush my hair? I said, no. And she then said, I can't, you know, my paws a bit sore, can you, no, do it. And I started doing it, and it was only after... a little while that I saw that, of course, her stupid phone was up and she had that, she had what I call her Instagram face, where she's smiling too much, like she's pretending, like she's Stepford Wives, like our life is perfect. I hate it.
Listen to this first bit. And I knew, Ed, straight away when I saw it, that you would have hated it because you're exactly like Sean, my partner, who just
but he's a policeman.
That stuff as well.
He's a proper person. He's a real man.
Yeah, you're right. He is
a
real man with a gun.
With a gun and he's...
What do you have? A brush? A hairbrush?
Well, he's got big guns. He's got two
big
guns.
He does have two big guns. Okay, take a listen. Like, this was just sickening.
What do people talk about when they're doing their hair? What do you normally say to your hairdresser?
We talk gossip, so like fun stuff. And you work in the media, so tell me some fun gossip.
Okay, so fun gossip.
Fun gossip.
Did you know that Inter Milan's transfer policy this season is affected by their ownership being told by the Chinese?
Okay, for the love of God.
That's a good point. That was actually some good stuff coming up there.
That's horrendous.
And yeah, then what he has there though is a captive audience. So you know he's got that's I see a future for Ed Cavalier in this business, honestly.
In the hair business. Well, actually, take a listen to this next bit because this is after he's attempted to do a ponytail.
It's harder than it looks, by the way.
It is absolutely.
I got to give a shout out to all the ponytailists out there. It is harder. It's harder than it looks.
Mate, my wife makes me do them on our daughters, and it's like you've got to do their hair, and I say no, I don't. It's actually impossible.
It's really hard.
Impossible.
Absolutely. Listen.
Oh, it's not very tight, Ed. It's going to fall out.
How do you make it tight?
You do another twist. Yeah. Now twist it again. All right. Thanks, babe. Kiss.
No way.
Kiss.
COVID.
Kiss.
And you might think that he, of course, came back. He was just joking. Nah, he just walked away. He would not give his own wife a kiss.
She's not even in the COVID bubble.
Because it was an Instagram kiss.
Yeah.
Mate, you live with
do you
the
see
woman.
What I mean?
No. She's your wife.
She's putting on a show, mate. You think it's when the Instagram's off, it's not kiss, it's shut up.
You're a knob.
You suck. I hate you. Wish I was with Tim Robards. Like, it's that stuff. I'm not playing her game.
Like, honestly, you call yourself an actor. You're not an actor.
Yeah, I am, though. I'm method, mate. I'm truth.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. Today FM, Sydney.
But Today FM, Morning Crew. Now, we're about to speak to the mother and the sister, I believe, of our latest sporting Olympian superstar. But let's hear the moment where Kaylee McEwen did the job.
Working her way to the lead. Can she do it? Kaylee McEwen in front. Kaylee McEwen touches first. An Olympic record. She wins gold and says, Dad, I am with you today.
It was a beautiful moment dedicated to her recently departed, dearly departed father. But in the post-match interview, she also made a name for herself when this happened.
What would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
Yeah, oh,
Fresh man, it's and real.
We're joined by Sharon and Taylor McEwen. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Firstly, was that the most? That was just so exciting. I mean, how confident were you going into the race, Sharon, that your daughter would get the job done?
Well, I was pretty nervous. Actually, didn't get much sleep the night before, and to be honest with you, sorry, I'm puffed. I just ran back over to the room to get Taylor. But anyway, I'm certainly no athlete. But, so, you know, we knew she'd done the work. She'd been training hard. She's posted some great times during the year. And at the end of the day, I can't do it for her. And, you know, she's the one that had, you know, done the work and got the results, which is fantastic. I mean, she's over the moon. We're over the moon. What more could you want?
Exactly.
It's pretty incredible. And you talk about doing the work. A lot of athletes do a lot of work and it doesn't always translate into results. So it's an incredible thing to do to deal with all that pressure. What did you think when you watched her post-swim interview? What was your first thought when she dropped the F-bomb?
Oh my gosh, we all just... We all just burst out laughing, and we didn't get to hear the rest of the interview because everybody in the conference room was all laughing. So I mean, it's just who we are. We're just the plain old Janes, and you know, you get what you see. What you see is what you get.
God, I love that.
Good stuff. So, Taylor, has swearing been allowed in your family since a young age?
Not since a young age. I actually think that was something that may have been developed throughout the years of training under Mr. Mooney himself. So, you know, it's a learned behaviour. And so put the two and two together.
Hey, what do you reckon your dad would be thinking right now?
He wouldn't know what to think, honestly. I reckon he was never, I guess, super over the top with anything. So I think he would have been really humbled, but, you know, obviously very proud, as we all are. And I think he would have sunk a few beers last night.
There we go.
Now Taylor, you are an Olympian yourself. What were did you have final words for your sister before the race, or?
Not immediately before, but the night before, I said to her that the hard work was done and this was her chance to go out there and enjoy it and make sure that she walks out with a big smile. And I think when you do that, it means you're having a great time. So it was good to see her get out there and have fun with it.
That is yes.
That's exactly what I say to my son, and he's under 14 basketball, you know. Just you be the kid who smiles, you know. Yes, good.
And thank you too for allowing Hughie to make it about him. Well done, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you for that.
Thank you for joining us, guys. Of course, all that audio, thanks to our mates at Channel 7, where you can catch all the Olympic action.
Today FM, Sydney.
Well, I'm in ISO, so I can't really get any help in here, but I'm going to get through the day just using all the hotel towels on my bleeding hand. But we've got to remember, I'm not the only hero, Ed. There's a woman who's about to get AstraZeneca at the ripe young age of 37. God, you've got to Insta Live this, Erin.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to be want to be Instagramming it, which I know would surprise both of you immensely because I Instagram
definitely.
Everything.
No, you have to.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like a bit wanky about it.
No, you are. No, you
hasn't stopped me in the past doing many things.
100%, you got to do it. You got to go Insta Live.
This is also important.
You've done the work. I'm channeling Taylor McEwen, Kaylee's sister. You've done the work. You go there and you enjoy it. You enjoy your AstraZeneca.
Right.
It's going to work out.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'll enjoy it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Can we play that hero bit again?
Sure can. And then a hero comes along. go to the break now.
The Today FM Morning Crew, Hughie, Ed and Erin.
You know what? Sydney has a decision to make. There's another month of lockdown. Summer's not far away. Erin Mullins told us it's going to be 24 degrees today. If that's not a taste of summer, I don't know what is. What are our bodies going to look like come the first of, when does summer start? December.
Yeah.
What are they going to look like?
Yeah. Go on.
Fit or fat?
Well, there's one of us that we don't even need to ask that question of.
Yeah, I mean, Ed. Yeah, well, will Ed Cavalier's body fat percentage be zero or negative
0.000?
Yeah. I'm thinking about giving up. So whatever. Yes. So I've realised there's no point. But anyway, Husey, I've realised there's absolutely no point. What is the point?
We need to explore that further.
So, because you're in a monogamous relationship, so I understand what you're saying.
Exactly. So, what a waste of time. So
she doesn't care.
What could I get on the apps? What could I get on the apps? That is my question. Husey, what is your decision, young man?
Well, I'm in ISO for 2 weeks, as we know. So, and yesterday a care package was delivered here, including a number of large packets of chips. I opened a 200-gram pack of corn chips, only intending to have a small bowl full. And half an hour later, that pack was empty.
No, this is classic.
Also, what was delivered was a rowing machine.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't get on the rowing machine because I was too involved with the corn chips.
Yeah, fair enough, too.
I want to make a decision here. Yeah. You know, I want to go the fitness route.
Let's get some advice. Here comes Fiona from Marylands. Fiona.
Morning, team. How are we?
Well, it's a decision to make, isn't it? Fit or fat? What did you go with?
I went with fit. So I lost 35 kilos over the last year.
Wow.
And it wasn't anything drastic. Like, I didn't do low carb or keto or any of that crap.
Don't need to.
I just got back to basics. I consulted a nutritionist. I sort of eliminated the bad habits that I was falling into. I'm a healthcare worker, so I drink a lot of coffee. And I would drink 4 or 5 cups of lattes.
Yeah, milky coffee.
Can I clap this in, Fiona? Yeah. People don't realise what milky coffees are doing to them. Fiona, you're a genius. Just cutting out the dairy and the coffee, that is a huge thing. You're a genius, Fiona.
Fiona, when was the last time you opened a large bag of corn chips or potato chips?
I'm not a chips person. If you ask me that with candy, that's a different story.
Sweet tooth.
You still enjoy that stuff, Fiona? You still enjoy your treats and that kind of thing? You just got balance?
Yeah, that's right, because I got scale, so I weigh it out. Once it's weighed out to the portion size that it says on the package, the package gets sealed back in the cupboard or back in the fridge, and I eat my serve and I get my little fit.
Discipline.
God, she's weighing it out. She's on the back, the scales. Take the scales with you. Yeah.
Carry your scales. Around your neck like your Flavor Flav.
And only eat nude, I reckon. You've got to be nude. If you eat nude, you'll see what it's doing to you.
Oh,
on a balcony?
My God.
Yeah.
It's very triggering.
The food court. They should have a nude eating area at the food court at Bonner Junction, Westfield. That is a good one. There's some screens up.
Can you imagine the seats, though? That would be so disgusting. Someone would sit there nude.
People come around cleaning.
Get up. Oh, that's
There's
disgusting.
Cleaners there who will just, they spray and wipe and we move on to the next person.
So gross.
But one more.
We got Laurie in Ryde. Laurie.
Hi, how you going?
How are you? What's your fitness regime like at the mo?
Well, the best intentions are for fit. it's a little bit different once I actually get home now that the gyms are closed, and I did used to go to the gym after work. But I do maybe 40 to 50,000 steps at work. So
Louise.
I don't want to go for a walk when I get home.
Well, you're meant to be our example of getting fat. You're doing 50,000 steps a day.
Yeah, but it's not constant like when you're on the treadmill.
What do you do for work, Laurie?
So I work at the nursery at Eden Gardens. So at the moment I am an essential worker keeping the plants alive, but it's watering. It's not, walking for an hour. So I do a lot 50... of steps.
Yeah,
but...
well, I mean, the steps aren't doing themselves. You're doing them, there's...
Correct.
You're not tying your watch to a. the local boots. Puppy who's running around. So you're doing it. So
yes. So when I get home, I do have the intentions of going for a walk, but that's the last thing I really want to do. At the gym, I used to do weights and my pump classes and things like that. So I am missing going to the gym.
Are you?
But I will probably be fat as opposed to fit.
I was going
to
say, you're drinking more. Like, are you kind of replacing the gym with wine?
I'm trying not to.
Yeah.
Some nights I do. Some nights I stay away from it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Erin's encouraging you to drink. Then, no, by the way, that's what that was.
That was lead opposite my attention.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
Now we are obsessed with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, and we thought, who better to talk to than Channel 10's legend herself, part of Studio 10, which just celebrated 2,000 episodes, the one and only Ange Bishop.
Yes.
Good day to you all. How are you?
Good day, Ange. We're great.
Super pumped up.
Hello, lovely.
Hello, Erin. How are you? Beautiful.
We're
look,
good.
There is so much to be excited about with Benefit 2.0. It is, making it's making my lockdown, frankly. Because I know that every day I'm going to wake up to fresh shots of them swanning around the French Riviera in various states of undress, and it's making me happy.
It's really sad for them, though, because they're obviously trying really hard to keep it private.
Aren't they, Erin? Aren't they, though? Oh, that is
darling.
So true.
I know.
That is so true.
I mean, look, Andrew, I'm not going to lie here. I think of Ben Affleck and I think of a pain in the arse. He looks like he's a pain in the arse. You have interviewed Ben Affleck, haven't you?
I've interviewed both of them over the years. Now, it was quite a long time ago on a red carpet. He was down. It wasn't long after. I'm gonna talk about one of the greatest works of film ever committed to celluloid. Remember Gigli?
Oh, Gigli.
However you say it.
Oh, Gigli.
It wasn't long after that. And, you know, I'm hopeful at this point in time that we're going to get a sequel.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, Hollywood loves a reboot, loves a sequel, and this could be just too tempting to bring the turkeys back, a bit of gobble-gobble and bring it back for another run. But, I've interviewed J-Lo too a bunch of times, and he does seem to perk up a lot when he's with her. That's all I can say. He seems very...
Yeah, she seems like his happy place, Ange.
But
you know what I mean?
Geely wasn't that film that what ruined them? Because they were
It was
couple...
2003, romantic comedy. So it was a bit, and it was, you know, it was all in the sort of the, it was the Ange and Brad with the Mr. and Mrs. Smith Bishop around that era as well. So it was a bit of a de rigueur. And they did that film Geely together. It's known as one of the worst films of all time. It's got a 6% on Rotten Tomatoes, 2.5 out of 10 in IMDb, Ange. And you're right. Yeah. He just carried that around with him, didn't he, after that?
He did. He really did. But, look, I think the thing we look at today that's come out is an old interview that J-Lo did on Watch What Happens Live where she criticised Ben's back tattoo. Now, for anyone who hasn't seen Ben's back tattoo, I encourage you to whip out the Google as we speak and appreciate the work of art that is the phoenix rising from the ashes, multicolored giant tattoo that is all over his back. It's so bright that when it first happened, everyone thought it was fake, right?
Yes.
Because they thought, who would have that on their back? And this interview that's resurfaced today is of J-Lo being asked about 4 or 5 years ago, what do you think of Ben's back tat? And she has said, I hate it, and I would tell him to his face, it's got too many colours in it. It's not cool.
Oh.
So I don't know how that's going down right now, but I do note that on all the pap shots we've seen since they've got back together, he has never had his shirt off.
I noted that as well. I wondered if he felt pressure because his body might not have maintained itself like hers has, but maybe it's the back tat.
Maybe it is the back tat.
Maybe that's why she got back with him, though, because she was sick of having to deal with pretty boys and she wanted someone who's let themselves go.
She was after Dad Bod 2.0, is that what she said?
Hey, and Susie and I are actually recreating on Ed's instruction the photo of them on the boat together. So I'm going to be J-Lo, which probably was quite obvious. Susie will be Ben Affleck. Do you have any tips for the two of us to, I guess,
I'd just like to clarify which photo on the boat we're talking about, because there's the standing up, pashing one, or there is the one where J-Lo's lying down and he's got a hand on her bot. Which one are we talking about?
Pashing. We're bashing both.
Right. Well, I saw your handstand the other day, so I reckon your abs could rival J-Lo's, Erin. Oh. So
and, I'd whip them out. I love you,
yeah.
But do you know what I don't have, and that is a rump. I am literally like a wall at the back, which is quite
I do have a rump, though. So oh, can so we swap it around so we focus on my rump and your upper half?
You know, good there's on a you. Theory out there that they're recreating all of these shots from the Jenny from the Block film clip.
I read it. But you know what I thought, Ange, when I read that? I kind of went, they're saying, oh, look, they went to a restaurant. Look, they're on a boat. It's kind of like, that's what people in Hollywood do. Like, it's like, look, he went to the toilet. You know,
yeah,
I kind of
think hand on the bot on the body.
Yes. Yeah, that did look very similar. That we'll was. Do a shot. All right, Ange Bishop, Studio 10, the 2000 episodes going strong, weekdays from 8,
great
all
fun.
The entertainment doyen. Good on you, Ange.
Sarah,
speak to
you
soon.
Legend. Great thank
to you.
Talk to you
guys. Thank you.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up. The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
What am I working with in here where a man can't enjoy a banana while listening to Erin Mullins news without people telling him he's doing the wrong thing?
Very off-putting.
How are you eating it?
He was really enjoying it.
Like Bill Shorten with the sausage sizzle. Was that Bill Shorten who ate it sideways?
No, I just stuck it in my mouth like a normal person would eat a banana. I
mean, like vertically?
What? I don't even know that he. Horizontally? Was I eating it horizontally?
Nah.
Well, I'm going straight in from the front.
No need for the eye contact. There's no need for the real eye contact.
Yeah, that was the wink as well.
I'm not eating it like it's a watermelon. No. I'm straight in.
That's weird, man.
I've got a mouth large enough that I can get a full banana. I can get the circumference of a normal-sized banana in my mouth without having to go sideways.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's exciting.
I'll eat it with a knife and fork next time, right? That's what I'll do. Now, is it coincidental Wednesday?
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence!
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
13, 10, 60, big or small, we don't care. Just get on the phone and give us your coincidences.
What are we playing for? What are we playing for,
Jack? We do $100 every plate boxes. These things are sensational.
What are they?
You know, those delivery boxes full of all the ingredients you need to make delicious meals and all that sort of stuff. You don't have to worry about buying it all. It just comes
every plate. I'm going to try them. Great stuff.
Are you telling me you just need any sort of coincidence? It doesn't have to be great. It can just be some coincidence. You ring our number, which is...
Go for it.
13 10 60.
Hey! Yes.
You ring that number with a coincidence and you get your $100 worth of that great product.
Yeah.
Every plate. You've got a beautiful every plate. These are amazing. They're such, it's like restaurant. I mean, it's lockdown. What are you going to do? This is so yummy. Such good food.
I'm going to actually buy it and try it, everyone. I'm actually going to put my money where my mouth is and buy it and try it.
Now, I believe we've got a couple of coincidences here. Who wants to go first?
I've got a couple of crap ones. On my way into work this morning, I'm wearing a jumper by a brand called Rattenbauer. It's like an American brand, so I'm not trying to get... No, I bought it. I'm not trying to get anything for free.
But what is it, Ratten? It's a great
jumper.
It's called
Rattenbauer.
Go on Insta if you want to see
it. Yeah,
it's
I love their stuff, and I ordered it online. And then the first thing I did when I checked my phone when I got here was receive an email from Rattenbauer with their latest collection, which I haven't received in months. Anyway,
can I say what it looks like? Oh, is it not, when's the coincidence going to finish?
No, that one has, but I've got one more.
Hang on. So you ordered something online, and then that company sent you an email. Is that what the coincidence was?
No. The fact I haven't worn this jumper in a year, and I wore it this morning, and the first email I got when I got into work was from that company telling me that they've got new range.
Are they watching us?
I think it was genuinely a coincidence. And my second quick one, I went to the doctor to get my brief on the AstraZeneca vaccine, which I'm getting this afternoon. Also had this sick feeling in my stomach that, anyway, I'm on Equium, I don't know, it's something that...
It's good for you.
Yeah, it's good for you for 2 weeks only. And anyway, I got the medicine at the chemist and on the back of the medicine, it said AstraZeneca. And I'm like, what the hell? But anyway, then I realized AstraZeneca must just be like the name of a drug company. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So anyway, that was a coincidence.
No,
so
I did
it was
not
made
know that.
The CEO actually lived in Australia for a long time, and I believe he still has some children that live in this country. So yes, absolutely.
Well, amazing.
Right.
So they make the current medication I'm on for having a bit of acid in my stomach, and then
great.
Anyway, so Ed, what do I look like? Describe my jumper.
That jumper makes you look like you're a Mullumbimby art teacher. Does it come with a dream catcher?
Yes, I love it.
All right, 13, 10, 60. Bar's been set reasonably low, so give us a call.
It doesn't matter. We'll take any coincidence, people. Get on the phone.
Get on the phone. 13, 10, 60. We'll talk to you next. Today FM. It's Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way. My name's Christian too. What a coincidence.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
It certainly is, big or small. We do not care. We just want to hear them, people.
Yeah, we're not here to judge coincidences. We're here to enjoy them. And that's why Katie from Jordan Springs, which is near Penrith, we believe, is called us. Katie, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Mine's a two-part coincidence. So on my 21st birthday, I was overseas. I had an auntie in Brisbane and an auntie on the Gold Coast who are sisters, don't like each other, send me the exact same birthday card.
Perfect.
And then 10 years later, the same two sisters, still not talking, sent me the same birthday card again.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It's Katie, brilliant.
I love it.
Absolutely
love it. I wish they would talk to each other, though. What is going on? What, do you know what happened to them that they started to hate each other?
Yeah, just they, one didn't like the mum and dad, the other one did. It's just family rivalry that's been
Surely this is a sign from God to put it behind you. And,
absolutely.
You know?
You've obviously got similar tastes in birthday cards, so why can't you get along?
It's a basis for most healthy relationships, you know. Great one, Katie. Thank you.
Here comes Diane from Glenmore Park, coming in hot. Diane, what is your coincidence?
Good morning. My coincidence is that I purchased a toaster online yesterday, it was in fact, and got my daughter to pick it up for me. I was at work. She took it home, plugged it in, and I rang her and said, oh, how did you get the toaster? She said, yeah. She said, it's really, really fancy, Mum. I said, really, what? She said, it's got a built-in clock. What? I said, wow. She said, yeah, I plugged it in, and the time came up on a digital display on it, and it can tell the time.
Huge.
How does it do that? And it was just a coincidence that the setting for the toast has a digital display for minutes and seconds, and it was the exact minutes and seconds that was the time of day.
Yeah. Oh, it's coincidental.
Yeah,
no, that is amazing.
Huge.
You know what
that's
I was thinking? I was thinking that her daughter had picked up a clock instead, and it had the same name as, you know, it was another Diane.
I'm sorry. That's fantastic.
That's a wonderful coincidence.
And he's to bring it home, here comes Maddie from Penrith. God, Maddie, what is your coincidence?
Hey. My husband's just started a new job. My name is Madeline, my sister's name is Chloe, and his new colleague, he has daughters, named Madeline and Chloe.
Yeah, I like it.
Love it.
You
know what? There's, 7 billion people in the world and probably, 4 billion names amongst
less,
them?
Less, I'd say. Yeah.
Less than 4 billion?
Yeah, I reckon.
Oh, well, there's at least 3 billion, isn't there?
There's at least that many.
Because how many Sarahs? There'd be up a million Sarahs in the world.
Oh, whatever. I mean, what are you trying to talk down a coincidence? It's an incredible coincidence.
No, yeah, you're right.
All right, that's how we do it. Coincidental Wednesday.
Is that it?
So surely we can have one more.
Is someone else just wants to jump on?
I got a bad one if you want it.
Yeah, go,
oh,
Jack.
Oh, God, what an ending.
I was going down George Street the other day, and I'm walking down the road. I'm like, Hughes usually runs down this street. Maybe I should get my phone out just in case he runs past so I can get a video. Literally, as I put my hand in my pocket to grab my phone, who runs past me? Dave Hughes.
No way.
No, that's pretty good, man.
That is actually good. Not the illegal part of picking up your phone while driving.
No,
but
I was walking down George Street.
And there I am. I love being filmed while I run. I really do, honestly. And that's obviously not a joke. I love being filmed while I run.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Hughesy, Ed and Erin.
Erin Mullen's got a fact for us.
Yeah.
I said that there's at least 3 to 5 billion different names in the world, and that's helped with one of the coincidences we just had. Erin really kiboshed that. She said there wouldn't be that many. She's done some Googling. What have you come up with, Erin?
What's the world population first, just quickly?
7 billion,
right? Yep, so 7.53 billion it was in 2016. So what they estimate is that there are 100,000 unique names per language. There are around 6,500 languages in the world. Therefore, 650 million unique names with a population of just under 8 billion people. So you were significantly off.
Yeah, right. And you've taken away from the coincidence of a hardworking person who, first time they've ever rung a radio station, Ed, were hoping to have a good day. And they wouldn't be, we told them they wouldn't be judged, but there we go.
I was more trying to get you than her.
Yeah, well, you got everyone. You know, there's a lot of collateral damage there. Friendly fire.
And now, now he seems angry.
Tell you what, you know I'm in 2 weeks of ISO. I've got nothing to do. Nope. I'm stuck in a hotel room.
Yep.
Really, no one wants to talk to me except my own family. And the kids really pass the phone to each other like it's like a grenade that's live. No one wants the phone. So only my wife really talks to me. And last night, I'm trying to talk to her, and all I'm hearing and seeing is this carry-on, you know? She's doing the dishes, vacuuming, cleaning, the phone is moving all over the place. I'm like, honey, this isn't the time for you to clean. This is the time to talk to your husband.
Yep.
Stop doing housework and have a chat to me.
Selfish.
She's like, this is the third time I've had to pack the dishwasher for the day. Well, you know what? I haven't had to pack a dishwasher once because I've got no one to clean up for. So just focus on me, can you?
Yeah.
As you said, Ed, selfish.
How selfish can one woman be?
So selfish.
Well, you're there in isolation just having to watch the Olympics and do nothing, and she's swanning about in the dishwasher. Bloody hell, bloody princess.
I was getting exhausted just watching the phone go back and forth.
I hear, mate. I hear.
What would you rather her do? Like you wanted to, like, what, do Kama Sutra or, like what would you rather her do on the phone to you?
Well, what I would like her to do is, you know what, it's a pipe dream, let's be honest. It's like Haley's Comet. It doesn't happen. Anyway, when it does, though, I remember it. Legend effort by Sally. We love her, and I loved her post match interview. She didn't drop any magic words, but the emotion that she showed was beautiful. And there was emotion also when Kaylee McEwen won the 100-meter backstroke, got the gold medal in her post race interview. She dropped the magic word. Let's have a listen.
What would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
Now, it's obviously hereditary because we spoke to Kaylee's mum and sister, and this happened just a little bit earlier today on this show. What did you think when you watched her post-swim interview? What was your first thought when she dropped the F-bomb?
Oh my gosh, we all just
Yeah, and the family that swears together, stays together, and wins together. So that reminded me, Ed, of something, a video that Erin put in our Signal group last week of her some mummy daughter time. And we love Erin. We love her mothering ways, and we love her daughter Eliza. She's an absolute character.
But what you don't love is my propensity to share her videos to our group chat.
No, I think the videos go too long. You know that.
You wish that I treated you like I treated my Channel 9 football colleagues, and that's as colleagues purely and not for videos.
No,
of
this
kids.
Video was very funny. It was funny. There's no doubt about it. I didn't get to the end of it. But,
you're in lockdown. You can't physically do anything else. It went for 30 seconds and you still couldn't get to the end.
But you're prepared to share this with everyone?
Well,
this
I haven't
video,
asked Sean permission or, you know. But anyway, so whatevs.
This you and Eliza just hanging out on the bed. She's three. She's woken up from a nap. We're about to go to a nap.
Yeah, just woken up from a nap, and literally the first, and I promise you, like I wrote a piece about this about a year and a half ago when she first dropped it. I don't think she said it since then. It was just the most random. Anyway, it's not my proudest moment.
There it is. Here we go.
What did you say?
I say f***.
Eliza, that is very naughty. Eliza, that is naughty. We don't say that word.
Yeah.
Now, the video goes for, was it 90 seconds? Was it?
Well, there was a period there where I was trying to pretend to be stern just because I knew I'd be sharing this video between family and friends. So I wanted my mum at least to think I was trying to tell her it was wrong. But then I just lost it and started giggling. And her timing is incredible, though. She's got this real ability for comedic timing.
Oh, she's right up there with some of the great swearers in history.
Like who?
She's Kevin Rudd, like, you know. But, Ed, how are you going to go with Arnie? Is he going to be allowed to swear?
No, he's got a little bit of that in his locker. He's obsessed with the word bum at the moment and the word fart. Those are his two main ones. And that is... That draws a bit of, if he says bum or fart, a dinosaur gets put away because I can't have it. I can't be at another supermarket and him yelling bummy fart, bummy fart, bummy fart. It's not good for my reputation.
Yeah, see, that's kind of depressing for me because that's like child appropriate kind of rude words, isn't it? That's what Liza should be saying.
Well, I've got three children and my daughters are not swearers. They're clean of mouth. My son is swearing a lot when he plays sport. So we're out out in the backyard, and every time he misses a layup or a two-point or whatever, he drops the magic word.
But that's you, though. You're that.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, but I try to say to him, you don't have to swear. And he says, well, why do you swear? I think you've got to be an adult or you've got to be at least 16. Yeah. I don't reckon we've got many people listening to us who have swearers in the family.
Well, not as
children?
Young as our children.
Children. Yeah. Sweary children, is that who you mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you prepared to put your hand up and say that your children swear?
Now, do they come home from like
yeah,
early
see, Eliza
school
gets it
or
from
child
preschool
care?
In the park, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Sure she does.
Yeah.
Do you have a swearing child?
What have you got for brave people, Jack?
131060. Get on the phone. We're going to hook you up with $100 to spend at Max Brenner.
Oh, my God. People are going to go teach a kid a word now for that. That's amazing.
131060. Swearing kids. We'll talk to you next.
Today FM. Sydney.
Well, kids we're talking dropping swearing words.
Swearing children, inspired by Kaylee McEwen, who won the gold medal in the 100 metres backstroke, and she swore on national TV. Her mum was asked about it by us. Her mum swore herself. Remind us of the fact that Erin has a daughter she's teaching to swear like,
not
like Kevin Bloody
her
Wilson. you know what? This reminds me of once when my dearly departed dad, very friendly man, he was great with kids. He was out the front of our house one day. Little kid rode past on his little like bike, little four-year-old kid, and dad said hello to him, and little kid said, F off. Little Freddie Young. I'll never forget it.
Oh, I love that.
So, okay, so who's got a swear bear? Who's harbouring a swear bear? Rebecca from Hornsby. How old are we looking at here?
I've got a five-year-old son who obviously copies his dad, I think, from swearing at daycare.
Work. Yeah, good work.
And also me in the car, he says dickhead to the cyclist, which I think he's got that from me.
Come on, Rebecca.
They can be silly sometimes.
They seriously
if it's divisive,
can be.
But that's a bit much.
You've got to obey the rules. You can't go through the lights, guys. You've got to wait.
Mate, her son calling them that doesn't disobey the rules. He's not like they can't hear him.
But Rebecca, is your son swearing at daycare? Or is he swearing in public? Is he? So when you're not there, he just.
Well, I went to pick him up and the daycare said, oh, we said the funniest thing today at such an appropriate time. It was raining, and he said, oh, wow, it's pissing down rain.
Sweet.
Do we need to prep our callers that they don't need to say the actual words?
But Jack's nervous.
I am very nervous.
He had the AstraZeneca yesterday, so he's already a little bit off. So,
here's Amber from East Lakes. Here we go. So you're trying to stop. You've tried to stop them, haven't you, Amber? You've tried.
I have tried. My little thing at home is I have a 15-year-old and a 6-year-old. Yeah. So trying to stop the 15-year-old who's kind of just doing her own thing now, swearing in the house and stuff, my rule is that you're not allowed to swear until you're able to pay rent or the mortgage.
Yeah, and has that worked for you or not?
Well, it does because then I get to swear.
You know what? It's exactly that's what I say to my children. You've got to earn the right, you know. So it's like smoking and all that other stuff that I don't do, but I could if I wanted to. You know what I mean?
Today FM, Sydney.
TV, Channel 7, the Olympics going on at the moment.
I tell you, a sport that's made its debut at this year's Olympics, which has been very well received. It is surfing. It's been absolutely sensational to watch the surfers go do their business. You know, Owen Wright got a bronze medal. That was wonderful. The comeback he's made from a brain injury at a surfing 5 years ago. That was huge. But our girl, Sally Fitzgibbons, quarterfinal superstar. And tell you what, Australia loves her. They loved her even more after her emotional speech after she got knocked out. Here's a taste of it.
It hurts so bad. This one, probably the toughest loss of my career. I had the best time out there. I fought my hardest, and this wasn't my day. And, it's so hard, and my heart's just, it's shattered.
All our hearts were shattered, Sally. How are you feeling today? Have you recovered?
Oh, gosh, he's going to start the waterworks again. I don't know. When you hear it back, you realise, it was pretty emotional and it's still pretty raw, it's pretty real, but to hear your voices, I'm just stoked to hear you guys.
Oh, sweetheart, we're so proud of you. You were just so incredible on that world stage and we know how much it hurts, but as you said, you keep smiling and this could be what really drives you now to this world title. I have no doubt whatsoever about that.
Oh, thanks, Ez. Yeah, it's one of those things when you're only bringing home the stoke this time, no medals, but it's been such a joy and such an experience. And, oh, gosh, you did want to sit. I did sit out there for a minute, Yuzi, and I gave the wave a little bit of a forking. I was like, forking you, wave.
And I loved you were part of the celebration with Owen as well with his bronze medal. You were out there. But you all got masks on, so it's hard to tell who's there, but you were part of that, weren't you?
Yeah, that was the only thing to glue my heart back together was to just head down there. I put the flag around me and just cheered my loudest for O. And for him to overcome Gabriel Medina, who's number one in the world, it was massive for Australian surfing.
Yeah, that was huge. Now, let's go back to your... Can I do it? And, I've had this.
It was a hometown call. No, I've had this because, look, great surf from the Japanese surfer. Absolutely. It was a really tight match, but felt a bit hometown decision to me. Obviously, the hometown, they're winning a lot of judged events, the local athletes, there were certainly some others. There's been some other articles I've seen doing the rounds saying if you're in a close one against the hometown athlete and it's judged, you are gonna miss out.
What do you think? Sal?
Ed, I love you to bits. I'm putting you on my judging panel for sure. But there was a moment when I did come into the locker room after her bronze medal match. She won the bronze for her hometown, and just to give her a hug. And you see, every athlete has their story, and she was just there talking to her parents. She was just in a flood of emotion, just crying. And to hug your fellow competitor, and know it's a big moment for him.
You're a good
it's
person.
Huge for Japanese surfing.
That is very gracious. But I did send you the same message via DM on Instagram, didn't I, Sal?
Oh, you're right there every step. Even this morning I woke up and I said, what would Yuzi do? And so I picked myself up, I put my shoes on and I went for a run and I went, Yuzi would run right now and I'm running.
God, I would run right now. I won't now because I'm in isolation. But it was an absolutely incredible effort. Are you going to hang around Tokyo or you're off as soon as possible? What's the story?
Oh, I so wish we could. Unfortunately, with the protocols, we have to move on in the next 24 hours, which is a bummer. Yeah. But, that just creates the hunger and the yearning to go to Paris 2024.
That was my question. It's like you read my mind. Will we see you in Paris 2024?
Oh, it's like we're connected, hey, Ez? Absolutely. Every morning. But,
Paris, bring it on. Drinking habits or swearing habits, Sal. But, apart from that, we're like the same person.
Is it in Tahiti? Is that where it's meant to be? Surfing going to be at Tahiti? Yeah, it is,
Yeah, so we actually have a World Surf League event there. We go to Mexico now and then Tahiti. So it's the first look at the wave. It's absolutely terrifying. So I'm going to put my helmet on and just buckle up and have it a good crack at it.
There's an attitude. There's your attitude.
We're so
Australia
proud of you. We
great
love
attitude.
You.
Good on you, legend.
Oh, I love you guys so much. Go to the Aussies and so much more to cheer about. Hopefully everyone's in their lounge rooms. Just and a little bit of joy from what's
the Today FM morning crew, Husey, Ed and Erin.
Let's get an update with love.
Scammers love. Husey wants that, Husey wants that. Scammers love. Just send a DM, you'll get $1 million. If you send a picture of your tits and ass, he wants the scammers love.
So it's a few weeks ago now. A scammer DM'd me on Instagram. I knew that was a scammer straight away because I had hardly any followers. I had three photos up. They were really attractive, and they said hello to me. So I knew it was a scammer. I asked you guys, should I talk to them? You said yes. My wife said it's fine. Go for it. And I've been stringing them along for quite a while. I'm yet to give them any money, although they're mad keen on cash, you know, any way I can get it to them. So...
Where did we get to yesterday?
Here it is.
I need you more than a rabbit needs myxomatosis.
Okay, honey. How are you doing today?
Flat out like a lizard drinking paint thinner. You?
I'm doing good today. Missing you, sweetheart.
I'm missing you more than the three toes I lost a frostbite after a winter's night seven goon bag and juice dip in a frozen billabong.
Thanks, you sweetheart. You are the reason why I have sleepless nights. You are the reason why I tend to hold my pillow tight. And you are the reason I can't go to sleep without saying goodnight.
I squeeze my pet ferret every night and think of you.
Oh, welcome, honey. I will be there with you forever.
So she really wants money. I mean, if you haven't worked it out, Ed is reading the messages out in what he thinks her voice is. So,
okay, here we go.
Dave, today can you buy me the iTunes card, please? My love, long time for you. Buy me, please. Kissy face, please, please.
Of course I can. I can do better than that even and send you my Walkman and mixed cassette tape I've made especially for you. It includes Boom Boom, Come Back to My Room and John Williamson classic Cootamundra Waddle. Also John Farnham's Two Strong Hearts. Who's your favourite singer named John?
Oh, I like the two for them, honey. But I love John Farnham, sweetheart. Honey, I need the iTunes card today. Please buy it for me. Are you going to buy it for me, please?
I love that you're a Whispering Jack fan. Would you like to meet him? He's a real joker. He once sweated it on my mother when he played the Denny Ute Muster. Favourite moment of her life. I didn't begrudge that she left me handcuffed to the tray of her four-door Hilux for 3 days. I was an annoying 9-year-old and I was cramping her style.
Okay, honey. I love that, okay. I will be happy to see him, please. Dave, love you, please. Buy the iTunes gift card for me, please.
I will. How do I get it to you again? I get forgetful after that 15-foot python choked me out. They can be tricky. Took five cans of mace to get him off me.
Okay, nice to hear that, please. If you buy it and you will scratch it and send it to me here, please, the front and the back. Love heart, blue love heart, kissy face.
All right, we'll leave it there.
I love the blue love heart. Yeah, yeah. How is that different to a red love heart? I wonder what the different term of meaning is. The Today FM
Morning Crew catch up. So, front page, well, there's about 15 front pages of the Daily Telegraph at the moment. but the second front page, which is not Olympic related, is that all you've got? Which talks about the fact that that Sydney's in lockdown for 4 more weeks.
Gosh.
The building will come back in a few days. And there's a singles bubble being announced.
What?
Now, yes, a singles bubble. And what idea did we float yesterday along with a young person
We were joined by Melanie Tate, who got the whole thing going with a singles bubble petition about the idea of a singles bubble. Do we have just a little taste?
Aaron was going to put a call in.
One of Aaron's best mates is Gladys Berejiklian. So, Aaron, can you text Gladys about this? Can you?
Yeah, Melanie, I'll have the law changed by midnight. You'll be sweet.
Thank you so much.
Now, Melanie said thank you, but we all thought that Aaron Mullen was joking and that they wouldn't be able to do that. Mm-hmm. But what were you able to do, Aaron?
Yeah, I spoke to Gladdy, told her what's
what. Glad bags.
Glad bags.
He spoke to Glad Bags.
Yep.
And now there is a singles bubble. So people who live on their own are able to have a friend come and hang out with them. And it doesn't have to be someone they have to get intimate with. It can just be someone they can just, you know, not even touch when they come over. They can just sit on opposite sides of a lounge room. They don't even have to enter the bedroom. They can be, they can hang out in the kitchen if they like.
I didn't actually but speak to Gladys.
What? Shut up.
Shut up and take some credit.
I don't want to. That'd be a headline.
You know what's happening here, Ed? You know what's happening here, Ed?
Yeah.
Gladys has just texted Aaron to say, do not go public with this. We cannot, I can't be seen to be taking all my public health directives from the footy show chick, you know?
That is so true.
Yeah, I reckon you could have gone a lower grade job than that one, mate, if you were. going for comedic value. I shouldn't be taking it. From.
What other jobs have you got?
This one comes to mind.
Oh, you're right. That's just hurtful. you're not coming in my bubble.
Well, I reckon she's worse off saying, I'm not taking my advice from the footy show rather than taking my advice from Hughie and Nairn.
Well, look, we're happy to be mentioned. We assumed that was possible.
That right there was the Today FM Morning Crew catch-up. Get the guys weekdays from 6 on 104.1 Today FM or follow them on Facebook and Instagram.